Blog Talk Radio.
Your normally scheduled broadcast has now been canceled. Please stand by for this important announcement. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild, hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts, hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick, also hailing from parts unknown, he just may be the great Canadian Sasquatch, it's Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. I guess it's good evening and good morning on the East Coast. This is Grills Gone Wild. This is Brilliant Ideas and his trusty sidekick, Crispy, out in Florida where it's midnight. What's going on, Crispy?
Not much, man. It's a beautiful rainy night. It's awesome.
Well, we can't bring no sunshine at midnight, that's for sure.
No, unless we're living in Alaska.
We're trying this new radio show out. We have no clue what we're doing, as usual.
Nope.
I've been drinking vodka, and my man, what have you been drinking out there in Florida?
It's some beer called Longboard. I'm kind of disappointed because it tastes like Budweiser with a fancier label on it.
And it probably costs more, too.
It actually cost $2 more. It was like $9.99 for the six-pack. I was like, great. Super. Should have stuck with the Guinness. Oh, well.
Well, this
or a Dasekis. Wink, wink.
Wait a minute. Dasekis. Okay, we got to do this right. We got to do our – hold on a second now. At night, we go out – we got to go out to the beach at night, and let me hit the ocean sounds. Here you go now. Do your promo for Dos Equis.
I don't normally drink beer, but when I do, it's Dos Equis. I kind of sounded like a vampire from Transylvania.
Well, hopefully they're listening one day and we'll get that little promo and they'll start sponsoring the show. So, hey, we got to do what we got to do.
I know, right? It'll be awesome.
So tell me something exciting. We just had Valentine's Day. And
Oh yeah, my Craigslist date. That was
how'd
awesome.
It go?
Well, you know, we exchanged a few emails. I don't know, 40 emails later, she finally sent a picture. Yeah, that was interesting, ... So, you know, we exchanged a few text messages and phone numbers. So I went to go pick her up, and she had, like, this robotic leg with a gun attached to it. She wore an eye patch.
Okay.
She only had three teeth.
Yeah.
So we went to this quaint. Yeah.
Well, so you guys actually went out. I figured if you find yourself a girl on Craigslist, you probably just hung out in her front yard while she had a garage sale or something.
That would be a few streets over from where I live. That's where all that fun stuff happens. Sure, come hang out with me at my garage sale. We'll get to know one each other over prices of my undies.
Two for a dollar.
Yeah, once I saw the peg leg, I had to go through the wallet for coupons for, like, you know, buy one, get one free at some of the fast food places. You know, nothing's too expensive for my girl on the dollar menu.
Hey, a few crispy McNuggets, small fry, and you're set for the night, right?
Pretty much. I dropped her off with her little Sunday treat, and I took off like a bat out of hell. I came home.
Well, here's the question. Was she smart?
No, she was weird. Like, really, really, like, almost, like, cult-like. Like, the David Koresh Waco stuff. It was pretty creepy. Pretty creepy.
I was listening to some comedy routines, and since we here on Friday nights, we do a little bit of everything from music to comedy to drinking to whatever else comes up. I got this. I found this little clip about women and dating and getting married from our good buddy Ron White. So I think it's an appropriate time to probably play that right now and put a little comedy, better comedy than what we're doing here on the show. And here's
yeah, I know, right?
All right, here's a little bit of Ron White for you folks out there. Hang on tight.
I had a great year last year. I got married last year to Barbara, my wife, a wonderful woman. And, Barbara was actually Jeff Foxworthy's interior designer when I met her. So not only was Jeff really responsible for my success in my career, but he also introduced me to the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, which I think makes us even. Barbara's my age. I didn't marry a kid, you know. I married somebody that really stimulates me intellectually. Very smart girl, 2 degrees, great business head. Now, she's also very sexy. She's a beautiful woman. But if I could give advice to the planet, it would be don't marry for looks alone, going either way. And I'll tell you why. In a few years, if Barbara's boobs start to sag too much, there's a place you can go where they can just lift them right back up where they were. And they can move the nipple wherever they want them. You can actually go to a titty bar, pick out a set of titties, and say, I want those titties on that woman right there. Right? If her belly gets too big and she doesn't want to work it off, you can go get a tummy tuck. They'll give you a belly that looks like a cheerleader. You know, if your eyes go bad, you can have LASIK surgery, and they can give you 20/20 vision at any age. If your hearing starts to fail, they could put a device in your ear that'll make you able to hear as good as you could the day you were born. But let me tell you something, folks. You can't fix stupid. There's not a pill you can take. There's not a class you can go to. Stupid is forever.
There you go, Ron White, giving a little bit of advice. And you just can't fix stupid. So I hope the girl at least was smart, Crispy.
Sure. She was smart, all right, but I think I was slicker.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time on your Valentine's, on your Craigslist Valentine's date. And are you going on another date? Have you set up the second one, or was that enough for you?
I'm not going to comment. I'm going to stay far away. I'm going to get my tag number changed and sell my car as well and shave my beard off.
Well, better luck next time. We tonight have got, we're going a different direction here. We're not going to be really interviewing people tonight for about foodie products and things like that because that's for our Saturday show. But tonight we're going to bring on, our plans are pretty much every Saturday night, bring on some talented people, singers, comedians, things like that, and bring them on the show, introduce them to a new group of people, play some of their music, find out a little bit about them, and just kind of have a little bit of a party time instead of our typical question and answering crap that we do on Saturdays. And
yes.
Tonight we got a crew calling in. I'm looking at the board here, and there seems to be a bunch of phone numbers popping up on the board, so I think they're all calling in. But what we got tonight is we got Neon Watson and the Fluorescents, and we're going to have them come on. They're a blues band out of Northern California, and I'm going to click on all the buttons here. We got about four lines that are lighting up, and do we got you guys
wow.
online here? Well, hello, everybody. Is everybody there?
Here, man. Yeah, I'm here. We here, man.
All right. Welcome
Sweet.
To the show.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Neon, I have no clue which one of these lines is you, but I'm going to let you do the major talking for the band, and you can introduce everybody along the way. But welcome to coming to our show. It's our first late night Grills Gone Wild show here, and we appreciate you coming on. We're going to play some of your music. And can you tell us a little bit about your band and what you guys are up to and how you guys all got started, and introduce the band members that are online here with us?
Because of the kind of niche blues, it didn't do as well in the States as we had hoped, but it's actually doing rather well in Europe, in Poland, and Belgium, interestingly enough.
Oh, really? Sweet. Well, while I got you all here, I'm going to go and play one of your songs. And by the way, if you got the computer on and you listen to the show, you need to turn it down because we'll get feedback on the show. But we're going to play one of your songs. I think the song's called "I Don't Think So." And we'll play one of your first songs, and we'll come back and talk a little bit after we play the songs.
That's what I was thinking about my Craigslist date. I don't think so.
All right, here you go. This is Neon Watson and the Fluorescents with their song "I Don't Think So." right. That was Neon Watson and the Fluorescence, and I Don't Think So. Great stuff, guys.
Sweet jams.
Well, thank you.
So where do you guys mostly play? You're playing in Northern California?
You familiar with the Modesto area? That's about where we're at.
You're in Central California. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then now I understand this song comes off your new CD. What's the CD? What's the name of the CD?
The name of the CD is The Blues Can Always Sing My Pain, and it's an interesting story. It chronicles the demise of my last relationship. So it has the beginning, the middle, and the end. And I Don't Think So was a conversation that took place one time. So it's just,
yeah, we probably all
when I first
those
got into music. Yeah, everybody does. When I first got into music, I was told if you want your music to be popular, it has to be authentic. And so you can't just write fluff. You have to write about stuff that you feel strongly about or something that you've experienced. And so that's what I've tried to do, and seems to work. People like to hear it.
Well, I'm looking at some of the names of your songs here. So was this lady friend and love that you had was her name Gracie? Or was that somebody else?
No. Now, that is a very interesting song. That is the exception to the rule. Gracie was a 1952 Ford pickup truck. And a friend and I were in that truck in the foothills of San Jose one day, and Gracie decided that she didn't want to go, and we did. And I started cursing at the truck and smacking the dashboard, which was non-productive, and my friend said, "This is not a truck, this is a lady. You got to talk nice to her if you want her to cooperate." So I started singing to Gracie, and she finally started up and got us home, and that's what that song's all about.
Well, maybe that's what we should do. We should go ahead and play the song about the pickup truck while we're talking about it, Gracie. I remember my father used to have an old pickup truck, but the name of her was Betsy. And
hey, man.
Yeah.
We'll play Gracie here for everybody listening. And by the way, too, if anybody wants to go out and check out their music, you can actually download any of these songs, the album or each song, and go to their website, which is www.neonwatsonandthefluorescence.com. There's a link on our site that you can click on and go straight to. And they can actually purchase the music right from your site, correct?
Well, from the site, MySpace, Facebook, we're on iTunes, wherever you buy records,
CD Baby.
In general, that's where we're at.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, hang on a second. We're going to go ahead and play Gracie since we're talking about Gracie, the pickup truck. And hang on, everybody, listen in. This is Neon Watson, the Fluorescence.
Hey, and make sure Gracie still works, too.
Gracie, whoa, Gracie, won't you come on home? Baby, I'm in love.
what's it gonna be? Baby, don't be maybe. Honey, come on home with me.
All right, there you go. That was Neon Watson and the Fluorescence and their song Gracie. Excellent, guys. What is your like favorite song, Neon? Is there one on here that you guys like the best that you that we got set up here? How about? I'm looking on the list here. Well, one that pops out at me is No Relationship Skills, which is the problem that my sidekick Crispy's got out there in Florida.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a self-effacing song, and women love it when I sing that song, and they point at their men and they say, "Yeah, that's you." that was a sentence that was actually uttered in my direction and at my expense. I wrote a song about it.
Now, who's the lady? Who's the lady that's actually in your group that we hear singing in the background?
Yeah, couldn't have asked at a better time. That is Teresa Beaton, otherwise known as Mother Teresa. And
okay.
She also has her own band, and they're getting ready to hit the streets this summer. And they're going to be known as Mother Teresa and the Sinners. And just phenomenal
nice.
Singers.
You said Mother Teresa and the Sinners?
Yeah. It's going to be a great show. I met her because we lost our female lead singer. The concept of the band was to have both male and female dominant vocals, so we could appeal to a wider audience and, you know, make more people happy when we play. And she showed up for the audition. She was a housewife, well, had worked mainly just done karaoke, and her kids told her she could sing good and she should check it out. Well, she showed up, and what a set of pipes. I told her she was probably going to be fronting her own band in less than 2 years. And guess what? She is now. Her act is coming out this summer. So we're really proud of her. But that's the female vocalist that you hear there.
Now she'll still be with your group too, and she's gonna be moonlighting with the Mother Teresa crew.
Well, actually, I think this is probably gonna wind up being her dominant project. But you know, as musicians, very few of us actually pay the bills with our music. We're lucky if we can cover our expenses, and so many of us have multiple projects going on at the same time. And,
well, that sounds
actually,
sounds like the radio business the same way. Are you paying your bills there, Crispy?
Sure. If you want to call it that.
It's a passion that you have, and, you know, every once in a while you get paid for it, and it's a lot of fun. Kind of like bowling, only nobody pays you to do that.
Oh, that's true.
Well, you know what they call a musician without a girlfriend, right?
Exactly. Well, we'll play another one of your songs here so everybody who's listening can get a taste of your music. And I guess since we were talking about the no relationship skills that my buddy Crispy has out there in Florida, I think that's probably appropriate to play that one next. And,
awesome. Thanks for great ideas. Thank you very much. That's great. Awesome.
Throw them right under the bus there, buddy.
Every
well,
day.
That's the only reason I have him on the show.
It's all right, we're going to be thrown under the bus.
All right, we're going to play No Relationship Skills and hang on tight here. This is Neon Watson and the Fluorescence, and here you go.
Well, I'm pretty smart, got a few. When it comes to performing, baby, I know how to please. Ain't bad at looking, ain't nothing to sneeze. From a distance of my look like quite the big cheese. But the truth be told, yeah, the BC's Bill got nothing faith in a relationship skill. I got nice house, big job, a pretty nice car. Some people say I kind of look like a star with a badass heart and some good fitting clothes. I think the secret underneath the secret, nobody knows. I'm not shining armor, I got unpaid bills. But the truth be told, I got no relationship skills. For X, Y, Z, O, K, I'll be wrong. Everyone is in the world, I go down. I can
give you attention, baby, you love me. I'm pretty good for the ladies, yeah, I'm back on that rock. The stuff is on the way outside. I don't love too close, cause you might get chills. Romance can't got no relationship skills. Glass of water. Better keep an eye on your wife and your daughter. There's a many an eye with all the things I bought her, but they all fall like little lambs led to the slaughter. Go on and take a drink, but don't you drink your fill, because the fact be told, got no relationship skill. For a while, you don't keep all your own. Everyone will sing me a lyrical song. Baby, I don't just have to leave. It matters not be lovely to me. The little presents of mine look like quite the big cheese. Oh, the truth be told, yeah, it's a bean being built. I got nothing, baby, no relationship skills. I'm no not shot at all, I got a big bill. The truth be told, got no relationship skills. Don't look too close, cause you might get chills. In the romance game, got no relationship skills.
All right, that was Neon Watson and the Fluorescence, and that was No Relationship Skills, and great stuff, guys. And Neon, what kind of things you guys got planned in the future as far as gigs and things that are coming up in Northern California and shows you might be having?
Well, actually, we're kind of sequestered right now. We're just doing benefits at the time because we are getting ready to ramp up and start working on album number two. And so if you go to the website, when stuff's coming up, you'll see it. We got something coming up in March. There's a benefit for a gal who lost her fiancé and became partially paralyzed in a motorcycle accident, no medical insurance. And so we're going to participate in trying to raise a little money for her. And we just post it as it comes up, you know.
Great. Now, you guys got a really interesting sound. I really liked it when I heard it, and I wanted to have you on our show. And Crispy, since you're over there and I'm hurting your feelings and throwing you under the bus, did you have any questions you want to ask the band members?
Right. No, I love their sound, too. I used to work at House of Blues here in Orlando, and I got to see a lot of local blues bands, and I actually got turned on to the blues and, of course, bluegrass. And your sound reminds me of when I was living in Rochester. I went to Chicago a few times. Like that Chicago blues sound. It's so awesome.
Hell yeah, man.
Well, that's Chicago.
Love Chicago, man.
See when I turned
Chicago,
the
I would not be here.
See, there you go. See, when I turn the station over to him, he doesn't know how to ask questions, so he just kind of fades off.
I've been drinking and I'm my underwear, eating potato chips. Yeah.
Well, it is 12:30 out on the East Coast. He's in Florida, so we got to give him a break anyway. Well, I'm going to play another one of your songs here, and anybody who's just happened to be listening, coming in now, we're interviewing Neon Watson and the Fluorescence, and you can go to our website and click on their website to find out more about their music, where you can buy their music, download their CDs, and I guess you can do it MP3, and check it out. And also, there's a list there where you can find out where they're going to be appearing in Northern California areas for different benefits. And guys, is there a song that you want me to play that's one of your favorites?
I think my favorite is My Harley's Broken.
Which one?
My Harley's Broken.
Guess what? You picked one of the ones I didn't download.
No.
Why?
Must have been a V-Rod.
How about this one? This one sounds good because it's looking at me on the screen here. How about Oh Sweet Daddy?
Oh yeah, that's a good one too.
Oh, yeah. All right,
we're that's another one play. Featuring Teresa.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mother Teresa.
She's the main vocals in this particular song. So here you go. Oh Sweet Daddy by Neon Watson and the Fluorescents, and here you go.
Give me that.
Have you ever played live on the radio? Is that something physically possible to do?
It happened once. We actually, what is it, college locally, UC Stanislaus, CSU Stanislaus, I mean. And they brought us in one Friday night, and they liked us, and they brought us back the next Friday night, and it's about 4 hours, actually. And I guess a gal was driving down the freeway, heard it, and when she fell out of range, she looked us up. She drove all the way up from Fresno, which is basically a couple of hours, to
right.
come and see us perform live as a result of that that interview. But that's the only time we've actually played live on the radio, because studios tend to be kind of restrictive.
Yeah, well, I was wondering. I was just thinking sometime we have you back on, maybe try to do some of your newer songs that you're coming out with and see if we can do it live. But it has to do with the sound effects and all that, but we'll have to see if we can work that out. I do have a question about a song here, and I guess the the actual name of the song probably makes me think the wrong thing, but you have a song here. It's called I'll Head North, You Head South.
That was me on my Craigslist day.
Boy, I'll tell you, man.
Well, let me tell you, the digit 69 does not appear anywhere in the lyrics. And so if that's where you're going with that, that ain't it. No, it's about a parting of the ways. You know, you go that way, I'll go this way. Let's just not fight. And I think you'll like it. If you're a man, you've been in that situation.
Well, I've been in both situations, actually.
So. Sometimes all you want to do is finish your down beer, you know. So.
Well, what we'll
what
do
the song
is
about.
I got to play that song.
Just say it.
I just got to play that one just because of the title. So we're going to play I'll Head North, You Head South. This is Neon Watson and the Fluorescence.
That's a whole new meaning now.
Yeah, a whole new meaning. That's why I just wondered if that's what it meant, so I had to ask.
You know, but if there's not three, then where do you go north to?
All right, here you go. I'll head north, you head south.
Well, when I come home from a hard day's work and I'm trying to relax, then you think I'm a jerk, 'cause I just ain't listening to the things that you say about your inner feelings and about your day. Why don't you give me a break and let a man unwind? Because you start to drive me out of my mind. I don't want no grief, don't want no mouth. Baby, I'll head north, baby, you head south.
Well, it's a great big house and plenty of space for you to chill a while and be out of my face. You've been gone all day, I've been stuck at home. I'm tired of this place, every day all alone. I want to see you, I want to hug, but all seem to care about your old earmuffs. So have it your way, have a vocal voice, and I'll head south, and baby, you head
you don't need me here, I claim to see. You ain't got no time.
has a different meaning myself. Anyway.
You didn't seem to reach the space when I threw those lyrics out. I got no space at all of it when you always in it. Oh, my God. It was hysterical.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Well, we do appreciate you guys coming on the show, and wish you guys the best in your new CD. When is the new CD coming out?
Anybody's guess, man. It just depends how many times I revise the songs before we go to final copy.
Now, is this one going to be about lost love, or is it going to be something different?
It'll be about things that people think about, you know, just everyday living.
Okay.
You know, the stuff folks go through, male and female perspective.
Well, we do.
When you figure it out, we got it.
There you go.
Nice.
We appreciate you guys coming on, and wish you the best.
Oh,
thanks for having us. Yeah, we do appreciate it. Anybody listening, make sure you go to their website. It's right there on our web link. You can just click on, go over and buy some great music, blues music, and like you guys, maybe have you guys back on when you come out with your new CD and kind of preview some of your new songs. And do appreciate you coming on and
right on.
Come again sometime.
They also have a Facebook as well that's pretty cool, too.
And they got a train getting ready to run over them, too.
We live by a train track.
We do appreciate you guys coming on.
No, man.
You guys come on anytime. And there you go. That is, I'm trying to keep all these things straight. I got like 50 things flashing at me, but that was Neon Watson. And the fluorescence, you gotta see me. I'm half drunk and pushing buttons and lights lighting up everywhere. But anyway, we do appreciate them coming on tonight. And I got this last song for you, Crispy. The song we just played, I think, had a double meaning. And the last song we're gonna play as we sign out here for the show tonight is probably what you've heard many a time. The song is called I gotta think about it, baby.
Oh God, yeah, that sums up my date. This has been like songs of Crispy's dates tonight. His Craigslist date.
Anyway, we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. This was our first Friday night show, and we're planning on doing this. Matter of fact, we've got another blues singer coming on next Friday night from Northern California, and he's got some really good stuff. So stay tuned for that. And also, if you're listening, we do have a Saturday morning show that comes on Saturday morning, 8:30 Pacific time, and 11:30 out there on the East Coast. And we have a great show planned for tomorrow. And Crispy, do you have anything to add before I play this last song about your love life?
No. Just everyone, thanks for the support. And check out our Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. And if you miss the show, you can always listen to a replay.
There you go. Everybody have a nice evening, and come see us again on Saturday, tomorrow morning, or next Friday night, and we will see you then.
Yeah.